This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Evergrande was once China's biggest property developer, but China's property market is a mess, and the firm had been struggling to reach a new deal with its creditors to stave off collapse. But today, a Hong Kong judge ordered the company to liquidate, to sell off its assets. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Evergrande is one of the biggest Chinese developers to collapse since 2020, when the government started cracking down on extreme borrowing to cool the country's property bubble. Since then, dozens of developers have defaulted on their debts. Evergrande owes banks and bondholders $300 billion. The court has appointed liquidators to manage the company and sell its assets to pay off its debt, though much has already been sold or seized. Once that's done, the company will no longer exist. Experts say Evergrande's fall is a big setback for China's real estate industry, which used to make up about a quarter of the country's GDP. Meanwhile, the world's second largest economy continues to try to recover from pandemic lockdowns. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Evergrande's stock fell 21% today, and it is unlikely but not impossible China's government might try a rescue. Today, the country's vice premier called for more government support of companies listed on Chinese stock markets. The key stock index in Shanghai has fallen 26% since this time last year.